Hello, and welcome to Legends of Azoria. A collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem. Political intrigue and downfalls. Heroes and heroines saving the day. And monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimpius, the thieving Kenku Ranger. Lausian, the conceited Eldrin Wizard. And Blaze Butler, the captivating Tabaxi Bard. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Azoria the legend it is today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Legends of Azoria. Now, we are back with Blaze, Lausian, and Stimpius. Not Stimperius, Stimpius. Stimperius is chilling out in a pillow still. But who would like to give our recap of our last session on this?
Oh, I can try.
I just remember we kicked a bunch of ass, and that's about...
Yeah,
you did.
We were in a great war, and I accidentally shot one of the dudes with an icicle spear in his eye, and he almost died, but we're good. We're fine now.
You permanently deformed that man.
Yeah, he also
that's pretty much all I remember. Oh, Jacob, his baby saved him from a fatal wound.
Turned his arm to wood. Branch. Yep.
Oh, yeah, and the sword is still stuck in his arm, right?
Something I was thinking of today, Connor. Am I, like, does that make me encumbered? Does, like, the weight of, like, him protecting me, like, does that encumber me now? Or am I just encumbered because of the sword sticking out of my arm?
I mean, it just makes it difficult to do stuff. I'm really bad at status effects, so... You're chilling unless you're trying to do something. That is really difficult. Yeah, so you guys and then went into the town. The 7th Battalion went and put out a lot of the fires, set up the tavern kind of as their base of operations. By the time all that's done, it's kind of nightfall. And they ask if you are going to be staying the night, or if you are continuing on your adventure.
What do you fellas want to do?
I think we should definitely stay the night since we just, like, slaughtered a bunch of people and we're probably hella tired.
Well, Jake, you're a stupid feline and I don't respect your opinion, elf.
I'm accidentally drawing everywhere on the map. All right. I don't care. I don't know.
He was racist.
Oh, assuming that I'm a racist just because I'm a Kenku.
Sorry, racist. What did he ask? I'm not gonna lie, I was super distracted.
I wonder by what.
So they asked if you were going to stay and celebrate with them throughout the night for their victory, or if you were going to continue on your journey.
We ought to stay and celebrate.
Absolutely. Well,
we won that fight.
You guys are so lazy.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of with Stimpy. I kind of want to keep going.
Probably as a character, I'd probably not want to party hard anyway. You're probably right.
Yeah, given character, virgin.
We have a long journey ahead of us, and we have many more foes to fight. We must leave.
All right, they go. Yeah. Well, we wish you safety upon your journey, and thank you for your heroics today.
Thanks, Chief.
And the guy went that you kind of ripped his eye out on accident. He comes up and he thanks you for saving his life from the enemy soldier.
It's nothing. It's just part of the job, sir. It's like,
I owe you a life debt.
No, you don't.
He owes you an eye, bud.
No. You do not owe me a life debt. Please. I am a traveler. You may never see me again. You do not owe me anything.
Hey, dude, can I have your fucked up deformed eye when they pull it out?
I think Wit pulled it out on the icicle because Wit tried to pull the icicle
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Wit, can I have that?
It's lying in the battlefield. I did not keep it.
God.
Stimpy, you can go and try to find it if you want.
No, the elf probably threw it in the fucking dirt and piss and shit and whatever else have you.
I threw it on the ground and pissed on it, yes.
Wait, all right. Just give me a sec. Oh, give me a second. I think I don't think I can heal him. Never mind.
I don't think you can bring an eyeball back.
Heal to the point of repairing an eyeball?
Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna put a note to that.
I have a third level cure wounds, okay? I thought maybe I could do something.
I mean, you could probably heal over the eye socket.
Yeah, that's about all I can do.
Gamer chip.
You know what? I'll let him suffer. This is, you know what?
I mean, he's not really suffering.
Okay.
He's chill.
Yeah, he's fine. He just doesn't have an eye.
Yeah, who needs two of those?
Yeah, honestly, his depth perception would be fine.
He now owes you a life debt.
No.
For saving his
no.
life. And Wit owes him an eye.
Hey, can I roll I want to convince him that he does not owe me a life debt.
Yeah. Roll.
Can I roll persuasion. Like a persuasion? Yeah.
Yeah.
The D20 plus 3. 21.
All right.
I say this to him. I say, sir, I appreciate it, but really, it is, you will quite possibly never see me again. I do not expect anything from you. If you feel indebted to me, all I ask is maybe if you have any spare spell books. I would always love a new spell. That is all. You do not owe me a life debt.
And he goes, I'm terribly sorry. I'm not one for the arcane arts. I prefer a sword and steel. But if you so desire it, then I will not owe you a life debt. But shall our paths meet again, at least allow me to buy you a good old mead.
I will allow that.
All right, soldier. Well, Rhyming. You all have a safe journey. We've got some planning and some partying to do.
Have fun with that.
All right, buddy.
And while he gets you that good old mead, you can get him a prosthetic eye with it.
If I happen to find one on the way, I will keep it for him.
A glass.
Too bad you don't still have that Nothic eye. You could just like super glue it to his head.
Oh yeah,
I'd imagine that's a bit too big.
No, you can squeeze it in. I'm positive.
He just holds it.
I imagine the guy doesn't want a creepy ass eye. That what does it do again? Doesn't it? It's like
it makes you crazy, magic. Scared. I don't recall. Magic.
It does like a ton of damage too.
Actually,
I mean, maybe he'd want that.
Do we even have that still?
No, we don't.
He gave it to Sierra.
When you were gone, we gave it to Sierra for an item.
If we still had it, it'd probably be like a pile of maggots in our backpack.
Yeah, we had done nothing to like prepare it to keep
this
it.
Hey,
you know what? The eyeball probably had plot armor on, okay? It fucking would have worked.
I mean,
it would have worked.
Okay, whoa. Okay.
So you guys are very low on supplies. However, you kind of go through and find some stuff that hasn't been burned or pillaged already, and you get some supplies, not much, but enough that should last you for at least a couple of weeks.
I should have asked that guy for some supplies instead of a spell book. He probably could have gotten
some supplies.
That probably would have been a bit easier.
I really didn't even think about that in the moment. I really just felt so bad that he wanted
Lousin, to be more. You need to take a more realistic approach. Not everybody's going to have random ass spell books.
Maybe he knows somebody that would. I don't know.
Hey, I know a guy. I got a spell book guy. No, okay. So you guys kind of continue on your journey. And honestly, you have a pretty good week of travel. You sit around the campfire, tell some funny stories, and join in the camaraderie.
Yeah, stories like, remember when fucking Wit destroyed that guy's eye trying to help him?
Remember when Wit almost like died to the fucking siren or whatever it was to that?
So did you also almost die?
You guys were able to get Jake tied down before he died.
Jacob, you were the first one to almost die.
I feel like the homework I'm going to give you guys is going to be good for you. I feel like it's going to be good.
Hey, in my defense.
What?
I was just trying to throw you under the bus.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway.
Sure.
Good defense there.
DM, continue, please.
All right, so you guys continue on. It's been about a week. You notice that your supplies are running a little... They're getting more and more sparse a lot faster than you thought they would. Come about a weak point, or a week's point, I guess I should say, you are just walking along your path, and you see, or you can hear an oncoming battalion coming from the east. So you can assume, let me get back to the thing. So you guys are about right here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you can assume, since it's coming from the east, it's probably not a Halcyon battalion.
Makes sense. We should probably hide.
I think...
You think you... He just thinks...
You know, I say, are we gonna hide?
They're getting closer.
Oh, yes, God!
Let's hide. Yeah. Hide.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll for stealth.
Just killed some of them. They're soldiers.
Okay. I'm with this.
Okay, go ahead and roll for stealth, y'all.
Oh boy.
I was about to ask Wit to roll for me, but then I was like, actually, I can roll for myself.
Guys, I got a not awesome roll.
Holy crap!
What'd you get?
Oh wait, Jake? We slept on our trip and stuff, so I have my spell slots right.
Yep.
I got a 19. By the by,
I got an 11.
You fucking fool!
It's up to the dice. Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Be better.
You had a 20. Okay.
Well, I have like plus 7 to stealth.
Okay, so.
Good thing you wasted your bad luck, your good luck roll on fucking convincing the guy not to help you.
Wait. I'm gonna use my bardic inspiration to fucking give Wit a little advantage.
Ooh.
So you need to add 1d6 to that.
What is your bardic inspiration? What song do you play, Jacob?
I want to hear this inspiration.
All right.
Sing 21 times.
Oh, crap. I can't think of anything.
Let It Go from Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go.
I cream a little and I'm like, okay, I need to hide.
And five. You're so inspired because you know what? You realize you should let it go that you accidentally took a man's eye out.
Thank you, Jacob. I really need to hear that. I get 1d6, correct?
Yep, I believe so.
Okay, so then I actually got a 16.
Perfect. So, Stimpy and Jake kind of hide in the bushes. As you're going towards the bushes, they see you and they kind of wave at you. They first like kind of look at your face and your body type, wave at you, and continue on their path.
So they see me scrambling into the woods and they just wave at me?
Yeah, they kind of see you back. More or less just like walking towards the woods.
Oh, okay.
So remember, the people in the Fohan dynasty are kind of like uber racist, so they would not have liked a cat person or a bird person. You, for the most part, look fairly human. So you're a little bit more humanoid.
Wait, okay. So what races are they?
So people in the Fohan dynasty are either elf, half elf, or human.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're very like set just base humanoid. Very
so racist.
But they allow elves because elves are known to be very beautiful and elegant.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, I'm
all the
cut
others
off your face
are
and wear
abominations. But okay, so you guys are all good. You can come out of the bushes and continue on your journey.
But there's a cool bug in the bush.
If you would like, you can take the bug. Whatever happened to Finger and Cat?
They've just been kind of chill. Cat's always on my in my backpack.
Yeah, that's true.
Finger, I forget to bring him up in combat, but I don't want him to get fucking one shot again, so I keep him out of it.
Fair.
Can we, like...
I'm just going to say that he does what you do, so when you go towards the bushes, he kind of goes and follows you. He's a good dog. Good boy.
Yeah. Damn right he is.
Good doggo.
Door. All right.
So, you guys continue on your journey. After another couple of days, you can actually see the massiveness of the Fohan Dynasty. And it truly is immaculate and beautiful. Almost a little jaw-dropping.
What's so beautiful about it?
Then you realize that it's very racist. And you're like, I mean, I guess I can show you guys what it looks like.
That's a racist city.
Yeah, the city itself isn't racist. It's just, you know.
And it didn't always used to be that way. It used to be called Xinglei, and everyone was welcome. It was a great place. Then Jacques Fohan took over the dynasty, and not great things happened.
Damn.
Oh, get wrecked, Jacob.
Racist hoes.
Sorry, I'm actually trying to find a picture to see if I can... Because I used to have a picture of what it looked like while it was Xinglei, and it was very pretty. But I guess I don't anymore.
So what's the difference, visual difference, if without the picture, between its previous state?
I just
want to
show you how pretty it is. Because it's actually the map that I think I spent the longest time on, was the Xinglei map. The biggest thing was, in Xinglei, they had a massive, just like, tranquility garden and stuff, where everyone was safe. These would often try to run towards there for sanctuary, but they were stopped by guards outside of it, because guards, while on duty, were prohibited from entering. And it was actually just upkept by a group of very civil monks. But that's all been removed.
Damn, that is some pretty...
I won't tell you too much more, because if you guys do end up wanting to continue to play with me as DM down the road, we'll actually be doing a campaign that goes over the switch from Xinglei to Fohan.
I see. Wow.
So, you are stunned by the beauty of the the dynasty, but you've got places to be and things to do. So as you're continuing to go back on your path and kind of get nearer to the Serpent's Run, the strangest thing seems to happen. And I'll have one of you roll a D100.
I'll do it.
Okay. Wait, can roll it.
21.
So you begin to smell the scent of cooking meat near you.
Dibs.
So do you investigate?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're hungry.
So you go over
we haven't had decent food in a while.
You see three types of meat hanging over a massive spit over an even larger campfire, and it's clear that the three types of meat seem to all be humanoids that hang over the flames.
Sick. Let's go.
Whoa.
Silence humanoid.
Is this really what... You're a bird. Okay, I get it.
Your opinion is invalid during this.
I'm personally not going to eat the humanoid flesh.
And you're going to miss out all the more.
Then, well, you can assume, since it's cooking on a spit,
that someone is around.
Yeah. You might.
I'm going to keep watch if you guys want to. I guess. I'm just going to, watch for people.
I roll to investigate the site to see, like, what's up?
You sure can.
Okay, give me a second. I get my shiz pulled up.
Hold upon, Jake. Let me use my primeval awareness that I don't have to waste time rolling for to see if it's kind of beast.
So you don't sense any beasts or animals.
What about fiends? Fey, elementals, celestials, or undead, or aberrations.
You do not sense any of those.
Frick, okay.
All right, well, now I go ahead. All right, I got a 21 on investigation, but not a nat. There's no nat 20 in there.
So, investigating the site, there's not really much to look at. There's kind of a thatch bed that's been made. And then there seems to be a tanning rack with some sort of leather spread across it.
They're tanning the humanoid's skin.
Dude, free leather?
Oh, no.
Guys, this is a jackpot. Let's go.
Do we think this could be, like, cursed somehow?
Hey, okay, I'm going to abstain from this. You guys can do whatever you want, but,
Come on, you can't side with the cringe elf.
You know what? I'll take a bite of that that juicy meat. I haven't had real food in weeks.
There you go.
So, you do that, you actually hear a loud scream coming from the woods. And you see some birds fly out of the trees somewhat near you.
As they bite into it?
So coincidentally, well, like as they bite into it. That didn't happen.
I'm not gonna bite into it when it's on the spit. I'm gonna
cut off a leg or something. I assumed you guys
we're not animals.
Well, I'm a civil feline cat. Holy crap, man.
You guys are literally a cat and a bird.
We're not troglodytes.
We're not animals.
We are civil. We are civil humanoid beings, and it's kind of racist for you to like put me in that kind of stereotype, Laosian. You know, so I don't appreciate that.
Fallen Kingdom, and there's a humanoid sitting here. They're probably Tabaxi.
Is there a spare spit we can throw wit on?
So you begin to hear branches being cracked.
Guys, I think it's time to go.
Oh, guys, let's just hide and observe whatever it is.
You know what?
Just took a bite out of it. They're gonna know someone was here.
No, I cut a slice off.
Still, that means that exposes the interior.
That is
true. Who cares? Guys, let's hurry! Just hurry and roll to hide. Let's go. Let's see what it is.
All right.
I didn't roll well last time, so if this goes bad, it's your fault.
Cry about it.
I got a 17.
I got a 17 as well.
Okay, so you guys, same energy,
dudes.
You guys kind of hop into the stream that's a little bit near it, with your heads slightly over. And you do see this massive tabaxi, very brutish looking, with scars all over him. And he's got some sort of figure held over his shoulder, and a massive axe in his other hand.
Holy crap, dude, it's more of my kind. I haven't seen another tabaxi in years.
I was about to ask what a tabaxi was. Thank you for informing me. Yeah, thank you, Jake.
Got you, homie.
He lumbers near the tanning rack and starts dismembering the body, taking off the head, skinning it.
Oh. Like, how big are they? Do you guys think we could take him?
Why are we trying to take it? Are we?
This dude is very, he's one of Jake's kind.
In a. It's like if two. Never mind. It's a bad example.
I would just like to say, real quick, let me get my thought in before we attack this man. We are in unknown lands where they're super racist as fuck, right?
Yeah.
They definitely would have killed Stimpy and I on the road. You barely got a pass with, because you were far enough that you look humanoid enough, human enough for them to like ignore you, like. This guy might actually be on our side. Like, I don't want to like make enemies with somebody who's literally, I'm pretty sure, will snap me like a twig.
That,
I'm completely on your side.
That, and if he's not on our side, we can kill him, and then Wit will have something to eat.
Exactly.
I'm not. He's still a humanoid. Tabaxi's a humanoid, right? They're bipedal.
We're animals, Wit. Get over it.
You know what? You know what? I was basically eating what I'm pretty sure was a human. So like, yeah. I'll give you a free pass on like that shit. You
I don't want to eat Tabaxi. I don't need your pass.
We would taste spicy or something like that.
That is their thing, Wit. You do need a pass, okay?
Okay. So we're going to crawl out of the river and go say hi? Or, like, what's our plan?
I think we should let Jake lead.
I agree.
Okay. So I climb out of the river just, like, drenched in water, and I just, like, wave my hand.
He can
and, like, most...
hear you climb out, and he gets up and immediately grabs his axe and points at you. What doing here?
Oh, we just stumbled upon your camp, and we smelled the delicious smells, and you know, we have found that people are kind of douchebags in this part of the world. We're hoping, you know, since you're not like them, or you know, you're also a tabaxi like me, that you wouldn't be such an awful tabaxi.
Food mine.
All right.
All
right. I'm totally chill with that.
You know what? That's fair enough. He was civil about it. He asked nicely. I think we should dip, fellers.
Yeah, we're not. We are the intruders here.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Sorry to bother you. Please have a wonderful day.
Lawson, how do you go about getting out of this stream?
He doesn't know Stimpy and I are there, right?
No. But now he sneaks
around back behind and just.
I think that we should just float along the river.
That would also work. You could just float along the river.
Okay, so I'm going to like stroll away from the river to not draw to draw his attention.
As you kind of leave, he turns and goes, oh, and just goes back to dismembering and skinning that humanoid.
He's all a right, big dope. Stupid caveman. Why does he need leather?
Because, I mean, it's just like using pelts and stuff.
To cover his genitals, man. Everybody wants...
I mean, if you have built-in heating with a coat of fur, like, what do you need? Like, that's the only reason we wore some wearing clothes.
Have fur. He's just got the leather. That's what he makes his clothes.
I know. Are
you saying this is like careless tabaxi?
Okay, you know what? This was just a random encounter off a list that said food was on a rack. I'm making everything else up as I'm going.
Wait, are there like, you know those like bald Egyptian cats? Are there those tabaxi? Are those a thing?
I'm about to probably. Google bald tabaxi.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm also going to do that.
Please send an image. If you find a good one.
They actually look kind of cool. I think
bald cats
holy
are cool.
Shit. Okay, I want to run.
This is actually kind of cool.
You're welcome.
I want a full res, so I can't send this one, even though it's the coolest one.
Dude, I like this one. Kind of, they look super badass.
I'm sending another one. You're not gonna lie, it's super cool, and I kind of want to run like a sorcerer, the backseat, you know.
They do look cool.
Hey, you guys can just see my screen.
Yeah, we can.
Anyway.
I think bald cats are cool.
I like this one.
Yo, if you could... That's like cyberpunk type shit.
If you're an artificer, you could do that. Wit was an artificer, you could have made an eye for that guy. I don't like that cat having human nipples. It's almost weirder than him having cat nipples.
Wait, his human nipples? Ah, I didn't even notice. That is very weird.
Yeah, that's...
I don't like how his body itself is just, like, too human.
Yeah.
Well, it just looks like they took, like, a cat head and put it on, like...
Pretty much.
A human body.
Yeah. I don't know about that one either. Fucking Cruella de Vil.
No, I think it's
because I was literally just about to say
it's my favorite one, honestly.
You look like Cruella de Vil there.
Her and her fucked up broken finger.
Cruella de Vil.
Okay, these are super dope, and now I want to run one day. These are
you're welcome. I put that in all your spank banks. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Your spank banks.
All right, so after that odd occurrence, You guys go down the river a little bit and get back out, and the meat that you had taken is kind of ruined now. It would still suffice for a sparse meal, so I guess it's better than nothing. But your supplies are continually getting lower and lower, but hopefully they should last you through this next week. So you make camp, and I kind of want to hear how your guys' watch routine goes. Or who keeps
first
watch?
I want to know, where are we on the map?
Yeah, so you... Sorry, wrong tab.
So actually, you got while we're making camp,
right,
I want to...
Yep, and you need to get right here. You've got about another week of travel.
Is that a wee bridge? Is that a little bridge we're about to cross?
It sure is.
Ooh.
Okay, our watch?
I wear it on my wrist.
That's fair.
First, okay, so I don't know why I haven't done this before, but I'm rereading my Find Familiar thing, and from what I understand, it doesn't go away unless I die, or, like, it dies.
I think you said that when you were talking about picking a camel.
I know, and then for some reason, I just never summoned one.
Oh, yeah, that adds up.
So I only need 4 hours to sleep because I'm an elf, so I'm going to take first watch.
Oh,
and while I'm watching, I'm going to conjure familiar.
Okay.
Well, real quick, so after you conjure your familiar, I'm going to cast Tiny Hut. So it's a little hut that lasts 8 hours or until we leave the area. It covers a 10 by 10 foot like sphere of an area. So like, anyway, so any of the creatures that are within like the tiny hut are protected from like, what was it? They can move freely from within and or out of the dome and back into it, but anything that wasn't in the dome, like wasn't under like the little dome I created when I cast it, cannot come in and out. So like objects and creatures. And spells and magical effects cannot extend through the dome. And the space inside is comfortable, dry, and regardless of the weather outside. And I can also command the interior to become like super dark or like, and like, I can also make it so it's super opaque from like, you can't see what's, and nothing can see on the outside.
What in the hell? Dope. That's like a fucking.
Is it like a feral spell?
Yes.
Damn. All right. So you do that, and you go through the night.
Wait, I need to conjure my
familiar. Oh, yes. Yes. What are you going to conjure?
Let me look back at this list. I want your guys' opinion. Should I do a bat,
elephant,
cat, crab, frog, hawk, crab, lizard, octopus,
crab,
owl,
crab,
poisonous
crab,
snake, crab, fish, rat, crab, raven, seal, spider, weasel?
I think you should do crab. A poisonous snake.
I'm absolutely. Can you like how large can this crab be? Can you like summon like a
it's
crab?
It's just a
like,
normal sized crab.
Yeah,
it's kind of lame.
When I looked more into the spell, and it's more based off of like sized animals,
and it's based off of this explicit list. Actually, yeah. Like you can have some liberty. Like, oh, I don't want an octopus. I want a squid.
Yeah,
or, I don't want an owl. I'd like a.
So
I'd like a,
if you don't want a crab, you can have a lobster.
I don't want a lobster. That's awful.
But they're so epic.
He could pinch your enemy's toes.
I want a flying animal because my familiar can communicate telepathically with me within 100 feet.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do a raven.
Do an owl.
Oh, that's dope.
They can see at
owls
night.
Owls are nocturnal.
And it's nighttime. Probably
ravens
not as well.
See at night, Google.
Probably
yes,
not
they
as
can.
Well.
Arguably, even better than any type of animal species. Wait, this is just birds.
Why is there a picture?
Wait, what are you looking up right now?
Their vision is very poor at dark.
Okay. Wait, okay. You're something of a bitch, dude.
Okay, fine, I'll do my owl. I'll do my owl.
Why didn't you want an owl, Wit?
I don't know, I just kind of wanted a raven. They're cool.
Ravens are cool.
You got a big stupid one right here to cuddle with.
Okay, this so I'm going to do a snowy owl, because snowy owls are cool.
Not a harpy owl?
Actually, no, I'm going to do some really fucking creepy owl. The Eastern Grass Owl.
It There's an aeroplane outside and it's picking up on my mic. Okay. So you now have an owl.
Summon my owl.
And you guys make it through the night and pack up your camp in the morning.
Owl and owl. Shit.
Good job. And probably poop.
So our whole watch system, it's like we just trade every 4 hours, right?
We had Witt's owl in a bubble.
So you guys and have an 8 hour room. 8 hour like sleep cycle. Witt watches the first four, which means you and Stimpy just have two each.
Then why'd he make the stupid owl if it can talk to him?
For funsies.
Also, you're
to help me with my watch. I can't. I'm asleep. It's not going to talk to me telepathically while I'm asleep.
Why not? I guess
it can probably yell at me telepathically and wake me up.
Why not?
An issue. Fine. I do the whole thing with me and my owl. If the owl sees anything, he'll alert me. He'll wake me up.
Okay. The owl didn't see anything. I mean, sick. It saw some mice and tried to go eat it, and then it realized that it didn't really have a super physical body and got sad.
Oh man.
Hung itself.
Wait, you just made an owl depressed.
Oh, and I get to choose if it's a celestial, fey, or fiend.
I think you should do fey.
Feys are cool.
Because that means every time Stimpy does his spell. Because I just have to tell him if there is something in range. Every time you do that spell, it's going to pick up your owl.
You don't need to tell me. I know the owl's there.
Well, I'll just be like, yeah, there's something within range.
I'll keep him out of your range. What's your range of that ability?
It's a couple miles, I think. Like, it's really far.
Okay, yeah, my familiar... I can technically send it like wherever, but it can only communicate telepathically within 100 feet.
Oh, man.
All right, well, you guys continue on your journey. You get up to about higher, and you see a tavern just a little bit up and off the road, and you hear roarous laughter and sounds of funsies inside. It's got bright lights coming out from inside and a big oak door, and it actually looks like a somewhat familiar tavern, but you can't quite place your finger on it.
Let me go inspect it to see what kind of tavern we're looking at, so you guys don't like have a hate crime happen to you.
That might be.
I'll step in, see what the vibe is.
Alright, so as soon as you step in, all the sound is gone, the lights go out, and you just see the. It seems to be filled with a bunch of wooden mannequins.
I'm gonna intricately step back out.
Right, so as you step out and close the door, the sounds resume and the lights reappear.
So that's a super effed up tavern. You guys, there's a bunch of racist people in there. Let's not go.
But I need me a drink, elf.
Okay, I lied. So here's what it's like inside. It's cursed. There's no people. It's all fake mannequins.
So you lied to us. How do I know this?
Okay, whoa, okay.
Yeah, I think you should go investigate, Stimpy.
Yeah, please go investigate. If you don't believe me, go in. I didn't get hurt. Fine, go in.
Like, for them, when you went in, the lights never went out and the sound never stopped. Well, they were outside.
Let's go kick in the door, Cat.
They couldn't tell that it stopped.
Yeah, so they couldn't tell that anything was amiss.
Yeah. Come on, go check it yourself.
So
we would have believed you if you just told us the truth outright. But you ain't gotta lie to us.
Well, I didn't.
This is the scone situation all over again.
Oh my god! Okay, I just push past Stimpius and I go inside and what do I see?
So you see a dark tavern filled with mannequins. Go ahead and roll an investigation check for me.
So I got a 23.
All right. So
okay.
You notice that this place? You think you might know why this place seems so familiar? The mannequins sitting at the bar, one seems to look almost like a bird person, and one seems to look almost like an elf. And they seem to be faced down, looking at something on the counter. You also notice that there seems to be a mannequin in the corner, and it looks like he was crying, and then there also seems to be a mannequin near the fireplace doing some sort of acrobatics. He almost looks like a tabaxi.
Okay, so I step out real quick and I tell my homies, I'm like, holy crap, guys. This place is exactly like the town where we first all met, the tavern. Like, this is scary. Like, you guys are the exact same. Like, you guys remember when we first met, Stimpy stole that little scroll, like the little paper from you, Lausian, and like you guys were like looking at it over at the bar, and I was making this guy named Sir Costalot cry a lot because he's a crybaby.
You know what this means, guys?
We're almost there.
No, we have a fan club. Let's go meet him.
So do you go back in?
I storm in proudly.
Okay, well, obviously this is a group effort, so let's
do you all walk in?
I go in this, with them.
This sounds like an encounter for sure.
All right, so as you walk in, let me have you roll another perception check. Let's have Stimpy roll it.
My perception, 14.
All right, so you notice that there seems to be some sort of elfish-looking mannequin sitting at a table, almost looking disgusted and looking down at his clothes, and you see a bird person sitting over at the bar, just kind of staring at the elf. And then you see a tabaxi-looking mannequin speaking to some other mannequins that are kind of curvy. They're probably females. And there's a cup on the floor.
Hey, man.
These are not the curves that you would see on a man, typically.
I see.
Yeah, there's a cup on the floor next to the elf mannequin.
What kind of cup?
It looks to be a mug, an ale mug.
Is it ornate? The strange thing is it glass?
No, it's just a regular wooden mug. The strange thing is there seems to be liquid on the floor and ale dripping from the mannequin.
I start licking the ale off the mannequin. Like, what else is there to do in this scenario?
Not licking off the cursed mannequin. What?
Don't elf.
Stimpy, I'm gonna have you roll 1d4 because when you're licking the wooden mannequin, you got a splinter in your tongue.
A d4.
You deserve this.
Have you seen bird tongues? They're fucking lit, pure calluses.
You know what? I got a 3. Fair. You know, you brought that point. That's a good point. You don't have to take any damage because you're calloused tongue.
You know what, guys? I say this is creepy enough for us that, like, either we have, like, a really dedicated fan club that got way ahead of us and built an entire tavern, or somebody's trying to mess with us, or we're about to be, you know, murdered.
I think it's both of the last two. We should leave.
I am, like, all for leaving. Stimpius, you can stay and drink all the ale you want.
So the doors start to slowly
down to
closed.
Okay.
They're not close yet. They're just slowly closing.
I sprint. Yeah, I sprint. I'm like dodging over tables. All
right.
I use my daily misty step. That lets me go 30 feet.
Perfect. All right. So
wait.
What's out?
Wait. Can I use Mage Hand to hold the door?
Yeah. I'll let you do that.
Okay. It only holds it up to 10 pounds. But like, I'm holding it.
Okay, it holds it for a second longer. There seems to be a lot of force now starting to push the door closed.
Okay, I am sprinting towards the door.
As am I. Yeah.
Perfect. So
can I hold open the door? Can I personally hold open the door? I just got outside.
Yep, go ahead and make a strength check.
A 0. An 18!
Nice. Okay, you hold it open, but it's definitely a struggle. But you're holding it open.
Oh my
and
God.
You allow Stimpius and Blaze to escape the tavern. And then the door shuts. And the lights return and the sounds and joyous laughter and merriment seem to exude from the tavern once again.
You guys didn't believe me.
Okay.
No, why'd you have to lie to us?
Not saying that's I didn't believe important. I understand why freaking Lyosian lied to us. Are you kidding me, Sylvius? You try like anything interesting and you immediately die for it.
This is true.
I'm not the one who got clawed apart for a pair of tits on a boat.
Fair, alright. You know,
that was it wasn't even a pair of tits, it was a pair of man tits.
What are you talking about? Wait, that is
loud. That was me.
Jake thought that whole thing was about him.
Well, I got freaking.
You did. You did. You were the first one to get it, but.
I'm not the one who dropped our light source down a well.
Okay, I didn't think the candle through. I, for some reason, thought it would stay lit when I dropped sweet it down memories. A well. Anyway, let's get away from this creepy tavern.
Yeah, all right. I vote to get away as far as we can from this place because right. Obviously.
So you continue to walk, or you're probably actually running away from this. And
yes.
Nah. When you think you're a safe distance away, you turn around and it's gone.
Damn it, I was going to say we burn it.
I didn't want to die.
So, Stimpy, if you want, I can backtrack and let you try to burn it here.
No.
You aren't going to let me if you're offering to backtrack.
Probably the opposite, honestly.
We'll call it square. I won't press.
All right, so you guys make camp ways down the road. Don't really want to be near that. And
I tell my owl to fly up and ask if she can see it. It's a girl owl.
If the owl spots the building in pursuit...
Yeah.
So you tell it kind of what it's looking for, and it saw it, so it knows what to look for. But where it was, now it's just a regular grove of trees.
I also just realized I now have two different voices in my head. I have my owl, and I have my tree.
This is correct. And you're just all having a good old conversation.
You're twice as schizophrenic. Well done.
Connor, can you just completely voice yourself a conversation between my owl and Stumpy?
Sure. What?
The owl is a female. I want a nice lady voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me, the owl.
Does the owl have a name with it?
I need to
call you. Hello, Mr. Owl.
Henry. I would just like...
It's Mrs. Owl.
Hello, Miss... I'm terribly sorry, Miss Owl.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, quickly to interject that, owl voice sounds like Herbert the Pervert.
Yeah, maybe it is. You don't know what this owl does.
Yeah, I love this owl. You,
so, well, since you're using your owl to essentially keep watch while you're sleeping, I'm going to have your dreams be like if you were the owl. So your dreams are just you floating around, flying around, very peaceful.
Does that mean he doesn't actually get any rest or like?
There's dreams.
He gets physical rest.
Also, to be fair, I think I still trance. I don't think I even sleep.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't really sleep. So I think for him, rest is more for the physical sense, not really for the mental.
Yeah,
sense.
I don't need to sleep. He should be fine. I meditate semi-consciously for 4 hours a day, and while meditating, I can dream.
Yeah. So he's Gucci.
Just quick question for an idiot. Are elves in this game like Lord of the Ring elves? Does Wit have like hollow bones and is like a quarter the weight of a normal man?
I think they are fairly light.
They're fairly light, though. I
do know a lot of D&D's based off of.
I'm 6 foot tall and 130 pounds.
Dude, I'm
holy hell! Fat. You're fat as fuck for an elf, dude.
Okay,
dude, you're
a chunky boy.
I lived a
lavish lifestyle. He sure did.
Childhood.
Fucking heckin' chonker over here.
Oh my gosh, does that mean Wit is technically fat in the eyes of like other elves?
Whoa, probably.
No, he's
even though he looks normal.
No, I got a little weight on my bones. I'm not fat.
He hides it with his robes.
Wit is a BBE.
Yeah, I'm wearing like freaking what kind of armor? Oh, just leather armor. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, let's continue.
So, yeah, you're just big boned wit. We get it.
Middle of the night, a big storm rolls in, and it's there for the next week.
Brain noises.
As you're traveling. But
the dome protects us, I would like to say. I can summon that every night, and it protects us from being wet.
I'm just going to assume every time you guys camp that you summon it. So
it doesn't keep different. Me from getting wet. Thank you.
Ooh. All right, well.
You're cloaca.
Ew. Okay, what so is happening? On your seventh day, you come upon the Forgotten Shores, and you see a lot of, like, broken down and abandoned, forgotten buildings and boardwalks, and kind of in the center of it all, about right where the O is, you see this.
Whoa. It's the salt shakers of Athoria.
Dude, are we gonna have to like summon a shark?
You face four strange pillars with small holes on the top.
And let's each put our dick in one.
Let me have you hurry and open your map that you had, that you got a long, long time ago.
The one that we had to fuse together.
This is correct.
The full Athoria map.
Yep.
Oh, what's our homework?
We'll get to it. He'll tell us at the end of class.
All right. So you guys pull it out, and you notice that the backside has changed, and there's no longer your words that you had before, but instead you just see a picture of these exact symbols, and the strange thing is they're each colored.
So maybe describe them for those who don't watch, without visuals.
So this is also going to be posted on there, but you've got four pillars, one with what looks to be a person on it, one with what looks to be fire, one that with what looks to be a fish, and one that looks to be a serpent. Now on your paper, you see the one that looks to be a person is in red. The one that looks to be a fire is in gray. The one that looks to be a fish is blue. And the one that looks to be a serpent is purple.
Nice.
Well, we're actually going to say green. We're going to say green.
A person, purple. Red, fire, gray, fish, blue, serpent, what?
Serpent's going to be purple. Green.
I'm coloring.
Sorry, it was purple, changing it to green, and you'll realize why later.
Well, because it's a snake.
Okay, interesting color. Okay, so I want to try. Should I try, like, my cantrip create bonfire? And
yeah.
Make a little fire on the fire pillar? I'm going to do that.
Okay. You create a small bonfire on the pillar.
Invoke the anger of the gods.
Unlike last time you tried creating a bonfire in the rain, this one doesn't seem to go out. But the whole pillar seems to emanate a soft glow.
As fire does.
And
why is it gray, though? Oh, continue.
So you notice... Actually, you know what? Make an investigation check as to why it's gray.
Okay. Investigation... I got a 17.
All right, so you notice that as your fire's burning, it's obviously we're going to say that there's some wood that came with your bonfire, and yeah. That seems to burn into cinders and ash. That's a soft light gray, and that ash is going down the hole.
I see. So we need blood for the human, venom for the snake. And water for the fish?
Water?
It's not like they exude water, but...
Well, wait, you're the most humanoid with it, so let me see your hand. I'm going to slit your wrist open.
Whoa, let me think about this.
What kind of damage would I take if I cut enough of a hand, enough of my like forearm to bleed like 5 drops on the pillar?
I mean, no, we need like hand.
We need like 3 gallons.
You should drench that pillar.
I think you're probably fine to not take any.
Can I peck his finger open?
If you,
Stiffius, come here.
If you'd so desire.
All right. That's not a pecking sound, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ow!
The deed is done.
I put my finger over the human pillar.
So as you put it over the human pillar, that pillar starts to glow a soft red.
As we're doing.
Hey.
Well, we don't have any of the other stuff.
Well, so if it's just water, we can.
Isn't
we can
it
dry water?
Well, how do you know it's like, just water?
Has it been raining?
Oh yeah, literally raining.
Wait, ocean fish, water. Though. So ocean water, and there's an ocean. So can I go like scoop up some ocean water and put it in there?
Yeah. So as you do that, it starts to glow a soft blue.
Shit. So does any of us have a snake in our pocket?
I'm checking.
I think I remember at some point I gave one of you snake venom. I wonder whatever happened to it.
Snake venom? Who has snake venom?
I don't in my inventory.
I think someone had a dream about catching snake venom. And they were given a vial of it that they traded.
That they traded. You're absolutely correct.
Hey, let's think about this.
Wit does have a bird that's an excellent hunter.
Oh hey. My gosh. Hey, okay, this is...
Wait, you can turn your thing into a poisonous snake. You
can just milk that.
So, what are we going to do?
It's also, like, not physical. It's like...
Then why is it specified that it's a poisonous snake if it can't make poison?
I don't know that the...
Smart guy.
Let me just see if my owl can find a snake to kill.
Fine. Okay. See how good that goes for you. I'm sure.
Let me have you roll a perception check.
Okay. Can I pull up a owl, like...
I'm going to have you use your eyes, but you'll get, like, enhanced eyesight. So I'm going to have you roll it for yours.
Okay. Perception?
Yep.
Nat 20, so technically right. 24. So they
do find a snake just hiding out, actually, right behind you guys.
Let's go. Yo.
Well,
for that, I will finally name you.
And it does appear to be a venomous snake, so I would be careful, but I mean, you can do what you want.
Oh.
Wait, have your bird kill it before we go and touch
Wait,
it.
But we need the venom. We gotta extract the venom before it dies.
We gotta milk it.
The venom is a reflex. It doesn't need to be alive.
This is true.
I'm glad.
It's a I'm glad button, essentially.
I'm glad that the cat knows what's going on.
Do you mind killing it for me this hour? Does she kill it?
She kills it.
No. It's no, dead. She refuses.
I got the snake.
And just to spite us, she throws it in the ocean.
No, I hold the snake. I get the snake from her before she can throw it in the ocean. And I hold it above the pillar and I milk it like it's a sock full of water.
Like a cow?
Perfect. Yeah. So as you do that, the venom goes down into the little hole in the pillar, and the pillar starts to glow a soft green. But
and then they all explode and we die. Sorry, continue.
Well, actually, all the color leaves all of them. Like they all kind of like flash really bright, and then all the color leaves all of them.
Cool.
So it seems like you guys were on the right track, but you didn't quite do it right.
You have to do it in the right order.
We're actually going to leave that episode there.
It's not ocean water.
I've got some homework for y'all. So I'm going to have you go back and listen to... I'd love for you to go back and listen to all of our episodes, but I'm going to have you go back and listen to episodes 5 and 6. You might find something useful in there.
Okay, dope.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This was fun. This was a fun session. I didn't have the thing with the tabaxi planned at all, so I think that went well. And the tavern, I think, went so much better than I thought it would. But thank you all so much for joining us. I hope you had an excellent time. If you know the secret of these pillars, which... make sure to check out Twitter and Instagram at AthorianPod and Legends of Athoria to see what the pillars look like. Then maybe let us know. Let us know your guesses. And see what would happen. But... until next time, everybody.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you all for joining us on Legends of Athoria. We will see you again next week. And remember, keep your coin purse close, or Stimpius will find you.